Hi, can I speak with Kevin, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Kevin, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Like the radio show?
Yeah, exactly like it. Mm-hmm. It is it, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like listen. I'm sort of just aware that you're there.
That's what I prefer.
Okay, so
I prefer people who just kind of know we exist but don't actually know the show.
I take back my compliment.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, seeing as you don't listen a lot or maybe have never listened before in your life, do you know what a second date update is?
No, not really.
Okay, well, it's a segment we do on our show where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back afterwards, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong. So somebody emailed us about you.
Oh, who?
Her name is Lindsay. You served her some coconut shrimp and then just sort of disappeared on her.
I don't know if I'd characterize it that way, but yeah, I kind of know her.
You kind of know her? Okay.
That was kind of a happy laugh.
What's that?
I mean, you sound positive about Lindsay.
Oh, no, I didn't think that she was that into me, given how we last interacted.
What?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we met at this party that I was working, right? And we were friendly and chatty, and I thought, you know, there's the possibility that something will happen. And then, you know, she invited me to this party at her house, which I thought was a good sign.
Uh-huh.
And she said it was like a... not like a full dinner party, but there's going to be some food and friends, but it didn't really turn out that way.
Really? She told us the opposite. She said that she thought you had a good time and was concerned that maybe one of her friends, like, scared you off.
Oh, no, I had no problem with her friends. It was the way she ran the thing that sort of ticked me off.
What'd she do?
Yeah, she actually made you mad?
For a little bit. She asked if I would, like, go by the grocery store and pick up a couple of things on my way over, which, you know, is fine, I suppose, if it's a potluck kind of thing. So I go to the grocery store, I get to her house, and she and a friend are still, like, decorating and putting the place together, and she shows me to the kitchen and says, all right, you know, sort of get started. I'll, you know, be in and, you know, check on you.
What? Wait a minute. She made it sound like she invited you over early so that you guys could have some one-on-one time before the party.
Yeah.
Not so that you could do her work.
Yeah, there was not a whole lot of one-on-one time aside from her coming in and, like, tasting the things that I was trying and making suggestions on how to fix it, like, you know, a little more red pepper, a little less salt, things like that.
So it was one-on-one time with you and a stove making food for her friends.
For the most part, yeah.
And then she criticized what you were making?
A little bit.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So did you ask her about that? Did you go, hey, maybe you want to join me in here and help me cook?
I didn't get that far because then people, you know, like the rest of the guests started showing up and they all brought like pre-made stuff. So, well, I'm the only one in the kitchen making the hot stuff. And, you know, as soon as it's ready, like, you know, I finish a plate of tomato caprese or whatever. Like, they come in and hustle the plate out of the room to the party and I'm left there with empty counters and more things on the stove. So I was working the party. I wasn't participating in it.
I mean, did at any point did you just think, like, I must have misunderstood what she wanted from me and she actually is going to pay me for this?
I mean, that's the only thing that I could think of, given that we met at a catering event. She must have thought that, you know, that's what I do, you know?
Did she pay you for your services?
No, yeah, that's
exactly.
The thing.
Yeah.
She didn't even, like, reimburse me or anything for the groceries she asked me to pick up on the way over.
Really? She didn't even reimburse you? All right, well.
Yeah, I went to a party and worked it.
And
ended up losing money on it.
All right.
Oh my God.
I think we need to be bill collectors here and try to get your money at least, Kevin, because she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about?
I mean, Lindsay's listening. Lindsay, you there?
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
Oh, Lindsay, you dog.
Okay, well, what's happening right now?
I'm really sorry, Kevin. I did not mean to give you the impression that I hired you to cook for my party.
It's kind of hard for me to draw another conclusion, given that what I did that night was